right, welcome. It is Bowerly, Arthur Pressman, traffic attorney time coming up on 10 minutes after 3, and this is News Radio 930 WBEN. Well, they're here. Nice Egg. They've been around for a while with these things, and now National Grid is laying them out in Western New York. Them things be the smart meters. And in what world do you think that National Grid is going to put these on your meter, or as your meter, to help you, the consumer? In what world do you think that that is going to end up being good for you? Because it isn't going to be good for you. And let me tell you something. We've done, let me tell you a couple, three things about these shows. We have done how many shows on the electrification of New York State? We've also done a couple on smart meters along the way. And for those who have not had a chance to listen to those shows, I will tell you that I have spoken with and corresponded with numerous people who have been employed by the two big electric utilities in Western New York, i.e. National Grid, i.e. NYSEG. And not one of those people off the air or in confidential communications and correspondence has said, yeah, Tom, tell your listeners that they really need a smart meter. Au contraire, sugar bun. I wanted to say sugar something else, but au contraire, sugar bun. What I hear from the people who had careers and they are either retired or writing in extreme secrecy, what they're telling me is they wouldn't accept a smart meter on their own home, and they would gladly pay whatever fee, was it 12, 13 bucks a month, it is to not have the smart meter installed, to instead stick with the analog meter. All right. And if I'm ever faced with that personal decision, I will always say no to a smart meter. If I have the choice, I'm saying no to a smart meter. How many calls did we take? Was it this past summer? We did a show actually on rising electric bills and people called in. Nobody, I think maybe one person who sounded like they should be in Minnesota. One person called in, I think, to say, I'm really happy with my smart meter, Tom. I'm really happy paying increased costs for electricity. And it just strikes, does it strike you as being just a little bit obscene that living so close to Niagara Falls and all the hydropower generation that you still have to, shall we say, bend over and take it dry on electric bills? They should be paying you to take the electricity. Yes, I know, that's a delusional thought. Now, I would love to hear from those of you who have personal experiences with either smart meters or keeping smart meters away. It's not as simple as just, you know, as just waving burning sage around your home like you would with an evil spirit, or hanging up garlic to keep a vampire out of the house. You can't hang up garlic to keep a smart meter away from the house. I will read to you a letter that I had written. I stole it from somebody else. I don't remember from where I stole it, but I made some modifications to it, to National Grid. And I wrote that letter in November of 2024, November 19th of 2024, if you must know. The fact that I actually could find it before the show when I actually need it is something akin to a minor miracle. Next, the blind shall see and the lame shall walk. Thank you very much. The phone numbers on News Radio 930 WBEN are 803-0930. That's 803-0930. In the 716, if you prefer, that's 803-0930. I know some people get upset by that, and I do understand why you get upset by that, and I'm sorry. I mean, nobody ever got upset with John Otto for saying the old extension 55 number, which ended in 6450. Nobody ever got upset about that, but, you know, everybody's got to be upset about something in 2026. I'll take my lumps and laugh subtly, quietly, but I shall laugh. I shall survive. But would you like to hear the letter that I wrote to National Grid? Right now you're saying, hey, numbnuts, like you're really going to give us a choice? Yeah, you're on to my games, aren't you? Well, aren't you good? Aren't you proud of yourself? But the 803-0930 number in the 716, that's the landline. The cell phone number is *930, and the toll-free number is 1-800-616-WBEN. 1-800-616-WBEN. So anyway, here is the letter that I wrote to National Grid. I cannot say that I invented or authored the idea of the letter or the fundamental format of the letter. I did adapt the letter, but I will not try to tell you that this was my own original work. It is somebody else's work that I modified for my own purposes, okay? So I don't want anybody saying, you plagiarized, you ripped it off. Well, I didn't actually rip it off. I borrowed it. And I'm giving attribution to whomever wrote this and whatever source it may have been. I just simply don't recall. It was 2024 in November around Thanksgiving, and I just don't remember. I do tell you, and I will tell you, as I just have, that I made modifications to it, but I do not claim authorship, okay? I don't claim authorship of this entirely. You know, maybe 10% of this is me, and that's about it. But I just, look, you know what? I'd just rather be honest with you because that's just the best policy, right? If I sit here and I say, here's a letter I wrote and nobody helped me with it, I'd be a disingenuous numbnut. Just one nut there. Anyway, I wrote this to National Grid, and here we go. Notice of non-consent to installation of any electronic or wireless metering device. I highlighted that and put that in rather large type. I, Thomas Bowerly, you know I'm getting formal when I say Thomas Bowerly, even put my middle initial in there. A stands for, yeah, it stands for that, but it also stands for Alan. I hate the name Alan for me. I am not an Alan. Anyway, Alan Garner maybe, Hangover, but that ends it. Anyway, I, Thomas Alan Bowerly, owner, hereby prohibit any electronic or wireless metering device, hereafter referred to as a, quote, smart meter, from being installed in or around my residence at such and such Columbia Drive, Williamsville, New York, 14221. This letter acts as formal notice, and any liability for damage or harm resulting from these conditions being violated rests with the recipient of this letter, the meter manufacturers, and any subcontractors involved in meter production, installation, or operation. Homeowners have the ultimate authority to decide what technology is installed in their homes, not utilities whose government-protected monopoly prevents residents from choosing a competing utility provider. Smart meters are surveillance devices. And I've had enough of that in my life. Smart meters are surveillance devices and violate our Fourth Amendment right to privacy in our home, guaranteed under the U.S. Constitution. All portions of the political spectrum agree it's about individual freedom of choice and residents' basic property rights. I could go back and rewrite that because people who are on the left and communists, they don't believe in basic property rights anymore. The Housing Commissioner of New York City, as we pointed out yesterday, she believes that home ownership is basically weaponized white supremacy. I'm not even kidding. So I might have to rewrite that for the current era. Number two, smart meters are a fire hazard, and such devices have been responsible for thousands of fires, explosions, and other serious safety problems. Number three, smart meters have caused documented health problems. The bursts of RF radiation emitted by their antennas is considered by the World Health Organization to be a class 2 carcinogen, translation, cancer causer. Number four, smart meters typically overcharge and inaccurately represent usage when compared with reliable, accurate analog meters. Number five, smart meters and the smart grid risk national security and reliability of the electricity supply by opening a new portal to hackers and others who wish to disrupt these services. This is a major cyber security problem created by smart meters. For these reasons, but not necessarily limited to these reasons, I require only analog electromechanical meters without electronic components be used in connection with this account. I shall happily self-read the analog meter and accurately track the usage billing for energy consumption on my property, making available the meters for reading confirmation with reasonable notice. Sincerely, Thomas Allen Bowerly, November 19th, 2024. That's what I wrote to National Grid. Now, I did send it as a registered letter. And you know what's really weird? I never got even a confirmation that they had received it. I think, and this is, what, a year and a half ago, I think that I did track it on the USPS site, but I never got anything from National Grid in Syracuse, Erie Boulevard West, if you must know, in Syracuse, confirming receipt of my magnificent missive. Like I said, about 10% of that was me. The rest of it, I didn't steal it. I assimilated it. That's it. I assimilated it. Thank you. From somewhere else. Now, those of you who are new to the program on News Radio 930 WBEN. If you're just joining us, we're talking about smart meters because National Grid is beginning the installation of smart meters very, very soon in Western New York. And I would like to know about your experiences with smart meters, your experiences with saying no to smart meters, and what you are going to do. Are you willing? I think that if you don't want the smart meter, it's around $15 a month you've got to pay. And the people with whom I've been in touch who used to work in these utilities, NYSEG and National Grid, they say, Tom, tell people the $15 a month is well worth it. So I'm here to tell you that if this were me, I would say no to the smart meter. And you know that I would say that because I already have. And I did so in a letter I wrote on November 19th of 2024 to National Grid, 300 Erie Boulevard West, Syracuse, New York, 13202 to Sally something or other. I know her last name, but there's no point in giving her last name because it's not her fault, number one. And she's just a functionary of National Grid. So I'm not trying to be a jerk to her at all. I'll happily be one to you if you'd like. 803-0930 is the phone number. Star 930 on the cell phone. 1-800-616-WBEN. Something that's come up on the last show we did about smart meters was the fact that these smart meters, they're going to make sure that if you are using electricity during peak demand times, that the utility knows you're using it in peak demand times. And it's going to be like Ticketmaster pricing. They're going to price it accordingly, okay? Like, they're not doing this because they want you to pay less money. Seriously, they're not. They're really not. I know that might be shocking because they're such benevolent, magnificent people, the state-regulated utilities. Just look at your delivery charges lately. Let's go to Cindy in Alden, who is our very first caller today. Cindy, you are live on News Radio 930 WBEN. Tanner shall do the honors and get you up. All right, Tanner, we're giving Cindy up there. Cindy on WBEN, hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Well, I have a comment concerning your smart meters there. I think we were in the first areas to get them installed. I didn't even know they were coming. There was nothing on my door, anything. The first month, I believe it was in May, my bill went up $100. And I'm thinking, oh my God, that's a lot. And it was. I didn't even
allow me. Allow me to interrupt. Is this your first bill went up month to month, or May of the previous year to May of the current year?
No, month to month. Okay.
Well, that would be expected.
Okay. And then come June, I said to my daughter, I don't think we should turn on the pool this year because of this thing with the smart meter. Come July, my bill was $560. I have a two-bedroom, 1,200-foot square house. I mean, it was incredible. I kept calling them and calling them. Finally, in September, I said I want my old meter back, which they installed. It's not your old meter, though. It's still a new digital meter. And, so far my bills have been going down. I think my last bill was like $171. This month, with all the heat, it is $271, but it's a far cry from $560.
Yes, my dear.
I mean,
yes,
it was crazy.
Well, when you say what threw me there is, of course, your bill in May would have been more than the bill in April, provided that you're using air conditioning or other seasonably appropriate increases in use of electricity. It's better to say May of one year to May of the other year, just in terms of a better comparison. If you understand what I'm saying,
I do. However, I mean, it was just a nightmare until I got my, well, the old, but it's a digital, but still, I've been saving like $200 to $300 a month having the old one, the old new one installed.
So, my dear Cindy, what would you tell people about whether or not they should have a smart meter installed?
Don't do it. I am not kidding. It don't do it. Don't do it. It's just, well, it's ridiculous. I mean, I talked to my neighbors. Everybody's bill has been crazy. It's like, no, don't do it. Well, so I'm happy I got my old one back, but...
And I'm happy you called the show.
They would go around and around and around. These are not their digital, but...
Understood.
You know, it's better than that smart meter. Like, I would call, and they would, like, actually mock me, like, well, wait till we turn the clocks back, and you have to use more lights. I'm like, look at... I can't take them.
But, well, see, with my wife, with the electricity for the air conditioning that she uses in the summertime, the meters don't simply, the things don't go round and round. The dials, you can't see them. They're going so fast. At one point, they're going to break off and become airborne. I'm convinced of it.
Well, I prefer to have that one back compared to this new digital one. But, I mean, I can't get the old one back. So I wish I told them I never approved this. But, well, they said we notified people. I don't know.
Well, my dear, I'm so happy for your story, and I can't wait to hear what other people have to say about this, because I don't like, any idea that this is going to benefit the consumer. I've got some great land in Florida I could sell you. You could build a condo on it. It's going to sink 50 feet, but you can...
You're right. I mean, they tell you that it's a tool to help you understand how to use your electric. And I came right out and said, if you think I don't know how to shut a light off, there's something wrong here, you know?
Yes.
It was terrible.
Yeah, it was a tool, just like blowtorches and pliers and the Iron Maiden are tools. You don't necessarily want to have them used on you. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. On a brighter note.
I'm happy I called you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Gosh, after all these years, first-time caller, I'll take that. All right, that's the idea. I'd love your stories about your close encounters with smart meters. I would never take a smart meter. Absolutely, positively not. Maybe one favorable call about smart meters. I haven't heard anybody. I've not communicated on air, off air with anybody who has experiences working for the electric utilities who said, Tom, you're simply being paranoid. These smart meters are fine. They're looking out for you. It's been unanimous and universal among the people who worked in the utilities. Yeah, don't do it. Don't do it. Just tell people to pay whatever they got to pay not to get a smart meter. So I'm simply relaying information to you. And you're welcome. Thank you. It's 27 minutes after 3. That's Arthur Pressman, Traffic Attorney Time at News Radio 930 WBEN. I can't help myself. Thank you, Tanner Saunders, behind the glass. The Electric Company, yay! Don't worry, we're not going to do Sesame Street next hour. I promise you that. Anyway, if you go to WBEN.com, you'll see a big story. National Grid begins Buffalo smart meter rollout. The utility company expects to install meters on over 120,000 homes in the Buffalo area. And Brad Mazurowski wrote the story at WBEN.com. National Grid announced today it will begin installing the controversial new smart meters on Buffalo homes later this month. The utility company expects to install the meters on over 120,000 homes in the Buffalo area during this part of the rollout. Customers should have received information from National Grid to let them know when their meter is expected to be installed. Okay, so have you received your notification from National Grid about when your smart meter is going to be installed? And may I ask, within the limits of acceptable FCC language, what your response has been to National Grid? Is anybody taking a stand and saying, no, I don't want your stinking smart meter. Yeah, you're going to charge me extra? Okay, that's fine, because whatever you're charging me extra is going to be peanuts compared to what I'm going to have to pay with the smart meter, right? going back to the article at WBEN.com, this upgrade This is the National Grid Regional Director, Ken Kujawa. That name rings a bell, and I can't quite place it, but this upgrade to modern meters ensures reliability and introduces advanced technology and tools that provides energy use data. Customers can use this information to make informed decisions about managing their electricity consumption and ultimately control energy costs. Well, see, my school of thought is, if they don't know you're using a lot of juice at 2 o'clock on an August afternoon, why tell them? Because you're going to pay more for it. That's my understanding. I've heard this from people who've worked for these utilities and people who know a lot more about electricity than I'll ever know, although I'm getting better at it, not going to lie. Over 1 million smart meters have already been installed by National Grid across upstate New York, and the company's Western New York installations are scheduled to be completed 2027. That's next year. The smart meters have come under heavy scrutiny from homeowners across the area who say they've seen their bills skyrocket since installation. So I want your calls on this. We've done now. See, it's here now. It's here. Before, it was smoke gathering in the distance of a choo-choo train. And you looked up and it was maybe 30 miles away. A few minutes later, 20 miles away. Well, guess what? Now they're here. And what are you going to do? You're going to accept the smart meter or are you going to beat it off? 803-0930 is the phone number. Well, not literally. 803-0930 is the phone number. Star 930 on the cell phone. 1-800-616-WBEN. I would love to hear from people who worked for one or the other electric utility, which is largely footprinted in Western New York, either NYSEG or National Grid. Because, again, we have spoken, and some of these conversations you've heard on the air. Other conversations and communications took place off the air, and it was me just doing some legwork and some show preparation, and I'm not going to violate the sanctity of private communication, but I will tell you that, no lie, I have talked with zero people who have experience in the electric utility field who personally want a smart meter, okay? Every one of the people with whom I have spoken have told me to tell you not to accept the smart meter, okay? Your bill is always going to go up. Well, maybe they'll throw a few bones to people so they call radio shows and say, well, my bill actually went down. I don't put anything past those utilities, you know. But what are you going to do with the smart meter? And maybe you've already had an experience with the smart meter, the so-called smart meter. I'm going to read the letter that I'd sent to National Grid on November 19th of 2024 about this, because that's the time when the smoke was in the distance and you wondered if the locomotive was bringing cattle or people or smart meters. And now the smoke is, it's basically here. It's at the station and they're unloading the freight, the cargo, as we speak. Well, maybe not as we speak literally, but try to paint a picture with words for you. 803-0930. The phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. And I will tell you, you know what? I may be a tool, and anything I say, you can either take it to the bank or you can say, the man is an idiot. And that's fine, because I'm not going to change your mind one way or the other at this point. But I will tell you that there is no way in hell I would ever allow, as long as I have the choice, no way I would ever allow a smart meter on my home. Case closed. End of story. They could actually charge me more than $15 a month or whatever it is. It's under 20 to not have a smart meter. And I would say, you know what? I'm still going to be ahead of the game. Still ahead of the game. Anyway, it's like, speaking of being ahead of the game, I don't know to what extent you follow the markets, I don't know, but something very interesting is happening with commodities like, precious metals, gold and silver. Silver has had a massive explosion in value. I mean, look at the price right now. It's in the 80s. And something that was kind of funny is, I don't know why, I was tempted last night, and I did. I looked up the price for the U.S. Mint bullion coins, the silver bullion coins, 1 ounce of 0.999 silver, and it's only $10 more than the spot price. Thinking to myself, wow, the mint has got to be taking kind of a hit on this, because when they put that price point out, silver was maybe in the 60s, somewhere in there. Now it's in the mid-80s, but they haven't raised it. I think it's $95 they're charging. So yeah, you might consider that. Just thought I'd throw that out there. I'm not an investment advisor. I'm just a tool, okay? A tool. I've gotten lucky with some things, frankly, but I'm not an advisor. Let's go to Melanie in Buffalo on WBEN. Hello, Melanie.
Hi. Yeah, I was just calling. We had, when they started coming around our neighborhood and asking if we were interested in putting them in, they read through the sheets. And I, at the time, had my father living with us. I had a pacemaker, and I told him that, and he said that, you know, there were some data saying that it could interfere with the pacemaker. Do you want to deny it? And I said, yep, we're going to deny it. Then a month later, someone else came by again. I said, nope, we denied it. We're paying the extra whatever per month. They said, all right, well, your bill might go up. You know, with the smart meter, it'll go down. We said, nope, we're denying it. They came by again, and we said again, nope, we're denying it. And then literally a week later, we get our bill in the mail, and without the smart meter, our bill, like, almost tripled. So my husband called, disputed it.
I'm sorry. Time out. I want to make sure that I'm understanding you correctly. Did you say with or without the smart meter?
So without. So we called. My husband disputed it, and they said, nope, it's accurate. This is what your electricity is. Now, it was in the summer, but I do not really run my air conditioner like anything different than I did the previous year. So called, dispute, called again, spoke to someone higher. They said, nope, this is what it is. So the guy comes around for a fourth time to our house 4 weeks later and says, you know, you should put a smart meter in. Are you still denying the smart meter? Gave us the whole spiel again. I said, we're denying it, and we're denying our bill. Something is going on. And he said, you know, you didn't hear this from me, but go back last year, look at what you used, and ask for a printout of what you used, you know, the past 3 months. And if it's not comparable, call and tell them, show them, like, the diagrams. So we did
that's actually,
that. And
that's actually great. See, those are great words of advice, Melanie. And one of the things I need to interrupt you at this point and just make it clear that we took a lot of calls this past summer from people who were in your situation where the electricity bills, it got to the point of, do I eat or do I turn on a light? The delivery charges have gone up dramatically. Okay, the fees, the charges have gone up dramatically because of the Democrats' push to electrify New York State, okay? And the utilities have been given a lot of authority by the New York State Public Service Commission to pass all of the costs to upgrade the electrical grid in a very short period of time onto you, the consumer. So some of the increase may very well be a reflection of the political climate in New York State and the Public Service Commission saying to the utilities, of course you can pass on the cost of upgrading the grid to consumers. And look, I think the grid has to be improved. I've been hearing that since I was 10 years old, but doing it all at once and racing against a finish line and putting it on people in 2025, 2026 strikes me as a little bit more than the camel can carry, but please continue.
Yeah, exactly what you said is what he said. He said, if you're seeing the same, it's because of the rates, the delivery charges, all that stuff. And he said, and you didn't hear it from me, but they will be going up again this upcoming summer. This is in the fall that he said this. So I was like, all right, well, we'll dispute it. He comes back again, the poor guy, he's very nice, with a shutoff notice because we fell behind. And he said, if you don't pay this within 24 hours, we will shut it off. I have small children, so I was freaking out and crying. And he then said to me, he said, listen, unplug everything that you're not using. And I said, okay. And he said, and if you can, if you have the ability to do it, shut off the circuit breakers to certain rooms when you're not using them. I said, okay. Can't do the circuit breaker thing. But from the fall till now, we unplug things that we're not using. And it's not everything. I'm talking like TV, lamps, devices. If we're not charging something, we don't leave something charged in. So it's not, we're not using those things. They're just plugged in and turned off.
Oh, you got
to
unplug.
Our bill went down a ton, like a ton.
Of course.
And then the guy came back again and said, you know, this is like 2 months after that. He said, you know, I'm just coming around again. You and two other houses in the neighborhood are the only ones that don't have the smart meter. And I go, I go, okay, will this, you were here before, will the same thing work with the unplugging trick with the smart meter? And he said, I can't tell you that. I don't think so.
My understanding, based on conversations that I've had, is in particular with the smart meter, if you leave something even plugged in and you're not using it, that's not good. You got to totally unplug it. Now, if I'm wrong on that, that's something on which I'd like to be corrected.
No, that's what he said. That's exactly what he said. So he said the only way to then not draw power from your house is that you're using it with these smart meters, is to shut off the circuit breaker to that room.
Talking about smart meters, because National Grid very, very soon is going to start putting those nefarious devices, those infernal machines on homes in Western New York en masse. And I'm going to tell you, I've had so many complaints about smart meters from people, and no one with whom I've ever spoken who's worked for the utility companies, and typically these are retired people, they've told me across the board, Tom, tell your listeners, don't let them get the smart meters, all right? They know a lot more about it than I do. I'm going to take their word for it, all right? Let's get back to Melanie in Buffalo, who basically denied the smart meter, but saw her bills go up anyway. We've talked before this particular segment about the increasing delivery costs, et cetera, because of the need to upgrade the electric grid, because of the electrification push that the Democrats had been doing. And Melanie, you were talking about the importance of unplugging appliances, particularly with the smart meter. Do you remember what your guy told you about that?
Yeah, he said with the smart meter, your bill's not going to be able to be lower by unplugging, because that's what we do now. And after he told me to do that, what you'd have to do is really just shut off the circuit breaker in a room that you're not using. If you have that ability, it wouldn't be something as simple as just unplugging a device or, you know, whatever you weren't using at the time. So, you know, we denied it again, getting the smart meter. And then, I had then after we paid our bill, they actually did with disputing, because they said that, well, you have a hot tub and that's drawing a lot of energy in the summer and the fall. And then we're like, but the hot tub's not plugged in. It wasn't plugged in that summer. So they were using the estimated electric cost from the previous summer to then bill and adjust. It was this whole runaround thing. So we ended up getting it down just a little bit when that huge hike went up. In my opinion, because I'm a minor conspiracy person, I think that us denying it so many times, they're just like, hey, let's hike up their bill. But I can
understand why somebody would feel that way. I don't know if there's any merit to it, but I don't think that's a conspiracy.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's not some wackadoodle idea. It's almost like, are we being singled out because we did this?
Right. So they also kept saying we were the one of the few in the area that, I don't know how true that was, but, so that was the last time we had saw the guy that was railing for the smart meters come around. And then I talked to some neighbors in the area to see, you know, what their houses were doing, and some of them with the smart meters were staying the same, and then some with the smart meters were tripling, quadrupling in cost, and they were getting the response from the electric company as like, oh, well, this is actually really what you're using. Your analog wasn't accurately tracking your electricity. Oh, yeah. Now this is really what you're using. So I don't understand how one house, three houses down, their bill stays the same. That one was tracked accurately, but three houses to my other side was not tracked properly. And then ours was tracked with things that weren't plugged in for 6 months, but you had us using it for 6 months. So it's just all very weird and confusing.
Sketchy.
So now the other thing I want to tell you, and
hold on, Melanie, I have to take a break. I don't have a choice. It does sound like they're retroactively grasping for explanations that fit whatever narrative sales script they're using. That's just my interpretation. But I'll let you finish this up after the news at 4, because you are such an amazing caller. You are such a great communicator. I love it. 803-0930, smart meters and you. National Grid's going to start slapping these things on houses. And I would say no, frankly. I would absolutely say no. And I'll share with you again in the next hour the letter that I'd sent to National Grid saying, don't put a smart meter on my house. And you don't have to write it down word for word. I didn't write it word for word myself. 10% of it is mine. The other 90% I stole from somebody. Might have been Frank Panasuk with 1791 Society, but my mind is jello and mush, so I don't know. You never know. It is 3:57 at News Radio 930 WBEN. All right, welcome. It is Bowerly, News Radio 930 WBEN. Arthur Pressman, traffic attorney. Time is 9 minutes after 4 o'clock, and Melanie could not hang out with us, but she had plenty of time, and she is somebody who has not had a good experience in saying no to the smart meter. But and she kind of wonders, hey, did they actually start to charge us more because we said no to the smart meter? Well, I don't know. I doubt that, but I can understand why she would think that. The other thing is your bills, of course they went up over the summer because look at your delivery charges and stuff like that. You could be using less electricity during the summer of 2025 and paying more because of those delivery charges. And why are you paying more for the delivery charges? Because the State Public Service Commission said to the utilities, of course you can pass on the costs of upgrading the electric grid to your consumers. Where else are you going to get the money? So that's why. And I think in New York State, I think people are getting screwed on electricity. And the electrification push basically increased the pressure and thrust of the screwing. 803-0930 is the phone number. Have you been notified that you're getting a smart meter from National Grid? And are you going to accept it or are you going to fight it? Have you had experiences with smart meters? We've done shows about smart meters before, but now that National Grid, pardon me, is launching this I don't want to call it a blitz, but they're certainly launching an intensive campaign to install these smart meters. I think that this topic needs to be addressed. And coming up, I will reread the letter that I sent to National Grid in November of 2024 saying, yeah, no smart meter ever. I also put a sign on my meter saying, no smart meter. Do not put a smart meter here at all. Let's go to John in Williamsville at 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. John, welcome. You are on the radio. It is Bowerly. And one of the things about getting older is your ear hair and the inside of your nose hair grows, I'm pretty sure, a foot a second. So I'm trying to scratch this thing, and it's impossible. Good Lord.
Oh, boy. Too much
I'm looking for a really good nose hair trimmer, baby. I'm not going to try to, like, burn them out like I did once. I stuck a lighter in my ear and lit it and set my hair on fire. Anyway, you're on WBEN.
Hello. Tom. Hey. TMI. Too much.
And oh, I thought it was kind of funny, actually.
I have a story about a smart
You don't want to know what I do with it. Never mind.
I have Please, a story continue. For you about a smart meter. I'm in real estate and also in the home building business. And about a year and a half ago, I built a brand new house in Clarence. And house is finished. Keep in mind, it's unoccupied. The only thing running in there is a sump pump on and off. Not too much. It was summertime, so barely using any electricity. So the house is finished. I'm getting electric bills around $20 a month, $23, $20. One day I go outside, there's a brand new meter on the house, and I have no idea why. It's white. And then I asked them, I said, what's this? They said, oh, it's a new smart meter. They put it on the house. My bill the following month, in August, went up to $55 from $21. But no one living in the house. I'm like, what is this all about?
Well, was your refrigerator running?
It was running the same as
well. You better catch it.
Was. It. That's a good one. Tom. We'll do Halloween jokes with Reenie later.
I know. Sorry. You saw that coming
anyways,
a mile away.
I was just like shocked because everything was the same, other than the meter they put on my house. And I'm totally against the meter. I don't like to be regulated by government. And if I'm using too much electricity, I don't want my power to be shut off.
Well, I think what you're saying is you're willing to pay what you are using, but you also don't want to pay because you're using it during a peak period or because you've got to make up for the years and years and years of failure to keep up with the electrical grid. Now, I want to just backtrack a little bit. What time frame are we talking about? Did you say this past summer? Refresh my memory because
it was a year and a half ago, so it was middle of summer. I didn't have the air conditioning on. No one was living in the house. And the bill went from like $21 to $55. No, nothing changed, just the meter.
Okay. Now, at what point did you analyze your bills and did you go over the delivery charges and things like that, all those things they tack on?
Well, I didn't, but guess what I got in the mail yesterday from National Grid?
A thank you letter for paying your bill?
I've ever gotten received in my life on my house, $416.74.
No. Okay, NFW. Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. I'm looking at it right now. Delivery services, 201. Supply services, 214.
Okay, I'm going to go over, since you've got the bill in front of you, I want to go over the bill with you because a lot of people don't do this. And, you know, John, when you were talking about, hey, nobody's living in a house and very few things, if anything, is actually on. I totally relate to that. Selling my mom's house, nobody was living there. There was a token light on. That's it. And I was still getting kicked in the butt with a bill that it wasn't going to bankrupt me, but it was a hell of a lot more than I thought was reasonable for the circumstances. Now, talking about your newly built home, here's something that I want to get into, and that is, obviously, you know a lot more about this than I do. You probably know how to do drywall, and I don't know how to do drywall. But as far as the situation with your appliances, did anybody tell you that with the smart meter, you actually, I'm told that you have to unplug your appliance because if you leave it plugged in, the smart meter is going to detect that you're still using energy and you're going to get dinged contingent upon that, like how Ticketmaster prices concerts. You're going to pay more for having your blender on in peak hours.
You know, that wouldn't surprise me with this state, everything that's going on with... They're making everything more expensive. Building a house right now is crazy, crazy expensive. Them trying to go all electric, we talked about that a few shows, ridiculous.
Oh, we've done one or two shows on that, yeah. My wife hates those shows, by the way. She loved yesterday. She couldn't stand the electrification shows. But see, and that's something that I'm very concerned about for the future of New York State, the electrification issue. Like right now, as you know, it's being hamstrung. And I don't care what agreement New York State signed as far as, well, we're going to sign this agreement. We're not going to proceed with this until it goes all the way to the highest court to which it can possibly go, because I don't trust New York State at its word. And frankly, if I consider the case of the Senecas and the deal they thought they had with New York State, seems to me like New York State spoke with a bit of a forked tongue. So I don't trust New York State. So I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen with electrification. Now, the situation with the smart meter and the new build, I guess a little more information. Are you going to live in the home you built? Are you selling it? What are you doing with that property?
No, I sold it. I sold it last year. So this is while I built the house. I finished the house, and then I put it on the market. But during that time, you know, you need electricity. You know, you have to have a running sump pump. You don't want a basement to flood. It just minimum stuff was running in the house. And the bill, it couldn't have been more plain. Is, you know, one day it's this amount, and then the next month, it's more than double, 2.5 times. I think it was just under $60 with no one living in the house.
And just so we're clear, it was the same meter. They didn't change the meter, but the bill still went up.
Right. Well, they changed the meter on me to the smart meter. Originally, I had the regular meter on the outside of the house. One day, I'm out there, and I see this white, brand-new, different-looking meter on the house. I'm like, what the heck is this all about? I didn't ask for this.
No, because so, we jumped around a little bit in the conversation, which is my fault. So I'm glad that I reiterated the question, because now we know the only variable that changed remains the smart meter. So, John, does it make you feel any better that I've heard these stories or similar stories to yours over and over and over again, not just from people who call the show, but from people that have worked for either NYSEG or National Grid, who are retired, who have told me to tell you and your fellow listeners, don't get the smart meter. Avoid it. It's worth paying whatever they're charging you to not take the smart meter.
Well, I'm just telling you from my experience, this is not made up stuff. I've got bills. I've got canceled checks. I could show anybody mm-hmm. that what happened to my bill almost 2.5, 3 times the amount in one month
you,
just from the meter being changed.
My friend, I am not questioning your veracity at all. Right. And, you know, again, two of the factors that come to mind are the ones that I've mentioned that I've been told by people who, again, are a lot more in tune with electricity and how it is billed than am I, that if you leave certain appliances plugged in, you're going to get dinged. You're also going to get dinged if you're using electricity during peak demand times. For example, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock on an August or July afternoon when it's 90 degrees outside, they're going to be charging you more money than if it's the middle of September at 10 a.m. or 9 a.m., whatever the case may be. And the other thing is, number three, is these increased delivery costs that you are paying because of the haste to upgrade the electric grid in New York State. And, you know, John, I don't think you would disagree with this statement. We do need to upgrade our electrical grid because that can has been kicked down the highway for decades. As long as I've been alive, that can has been kicked down the road. But now asking this generation of bill payers to pay for generations of neglect of needed upgrades seems to me to be a real nut punch.
Yeah, we're not supposed to be going backwards and having people shut off our power because the grid can't handle the demand. It should be, these people should be taking care of what needs to be done, you know, just upgrade whatever needs to be done slowly. I mean, just so no one gets totally whacked with like a bill I just received, which I'm going to check and see what the difference is like from a year ago with a bill. And, you know, the same type of bill.
You know, a lot of folks don't spend a lot of time looking at their electric bill past the total amount that you owe the utility. But would you like to go over your bill line by line just to give people the idea of everything that's involved in the electric bill and what it cost you for that house you built?
Sure. Well, I'm going to go over my actual bill of my house in Williamsville that I just received yesterday.
First of all, what time period? What time period are
December,
we being billed?
December 2nd to January 6th.
Okay, proceed.
So $416. So there's two categories. Delivery services, I got charged $201. And then the other half was for supply services for $214. And then they have these, you know, under each category, they have these different charges that amount to that those numbers that I just gave you. Which I find interesting is it says at the very top, it says rate, electric SC1 non-heat. So they know that I'm not heating my house with electricity. Imagine what the bill would be if it was.
I just want to know where the extra dollar went because 201 and 214 is 215. So where'd that extra dollar?
$201.83.
Okay, gotcha.
Was the delivery services?
I just didn't want you to think it wasn't. I didn't want you to think I wasn't listening. But go ahead with what you were going to say.
I know you're good at math. Supply services was $214.91.
Roger that. Okay.
So that totals $416.74.
Now,
I've never had a bill like this in my life. You know, in the summertime when we run the air conditioning, maybe $340. My wife put up some Christmas decorations. You know, her, she likes to decorate, but nothing too crazy. You know, nothing, no big displays outside or anything. Just some candles in the windows and some lights inside.
But, you're not the Griswolds. I mean, you did not cause a power blackout because the lights got turned down.
No.
John, anything else you want to add to that? We've talked to you for a bit. I've got other people who want to come on after the news. Anything you want to communicate to us?
I think we covered a lot, and I think we exposed the smart meter that it's going to cost people more money. And I'm definitely going to write a letter.
Yourself, I'm good with that. Thank you very much, John of Williamsville. I appreciate the call. There's John of Williamsville. Yeah, $201 for delivery services, $214 for supply services, and that was his December 2nd through January 6th bill, totaling about $416. It is time we tell you. I'll take more calls on this after the news at 4:30 on News Radio 930 WBEN, where Arthur Pressman, Traffic Attorney Time, is 26 minutes after 4. righty then. Welcome. It is Bowerly, News Radio 930 WBEN. And if you go to the WBEN.com website, you'll see an article by Brian Mazurowski about National Grid, and they're going to be slapping on smart meters very, very soon. Now, we've talked about these smart meters before. It's a new way to measure your electrical use. And if you don't know why we're talking about this, other people, a lot of the NYSEG people, for example, they've had smart meters, and frankly, with maybe one caller who is phoned in a previous program, they're not happy with the smart meters. And you know why they're not happy? They're not happy because even before they started sticking in the with these delivery charge increases to upgrade the electrical grid, you people were saying, I'm getting screwed on my electric bills. And people would compare July to July, year to year, and say, why am I paying hundreds of dollars more on electricity now? I'm actually using fewer kilowatt hours. What is going on here? And there are many things going on, and we've addressed some of those. And I will tell you that in light of the smart meter shows that I've done previously, I've been put into contact with people who had long careers in the electric utility field, with both NYSEG and National Grid. Not one person with whom I have spoken who knows a lot more about this subject than do I. I'll tell you something. Not one of them has said, yes, Tom, you should jump on a smart meter. If a smart meter ever comes your way, invite it in. You can foster the smart meter. Nobody has ever said that. What they've told me, people who know say, don't ever get a smart meter. Don't ever let them put a smart meter on your home. And some of the concerns, one of the ones that we haven't talked about a lot, is you basically lose control over your usage of electricity. And you know how the left is in this country, these communists. You've seen them in action. And basically, with some smart meters, and I don't know if this is true with the ones that have been installed in Western New York, but with some of the smart meters, let's just say you have a 95-degree day, and you like your air conditioning set at 70 degrees, maybe even 69. Well, if somebody with the utility believes that you might be just a little bit too comfortable, they can actually control it to the point where, nope, you're going to get 78 degrees, not 1 degree cooler are you going to receive. Doesn't matter if you can pay for it or you want to pay for it. That's the limit. You have hit the limit. Now, that's kind of interesting, and it's kind of scary to me, because if you want something, you can afford it. You ought to be able to buy it. And again, I don't know if that is the situation locally, if the smart meters have those capabilities, but it's something of which to be aware. I've been told that the smart meters are very, very sensitive creatures, and a lot of people get nailed and stunned because they leave things plugged in. And if you leave it plugged in, even if it's not operating, you're still paying more than you might think for it. For example, like right now in the kitchen, I think we've got a toaster and a blender, and I certainly have an air fryer plugged in the kitchen, okay? And if we had a smart meter, everything would be unplugged and then plugged back in when we needed to use it. So that convenience is going to be gone. And the other thing is, concern about smart meters, is that you will be paying more money based on when you use the electricity. For example, if you use electricity to cool your home at 1 p.m. on an August day, you're going to get nailed like a premium price. It's kind of like Ticketmaster pricing that everybody was freaked out about not that long ago. You pay more depending on when you use what you want to use. So it is a loss of autonomy. It is a loss of choice for you, which shouldn't surprise anybody. It's a loss of autonomy. It's a loss of choice. And not only that, but I haven't had anybody calling in. Maybe one caller in a smart meter show has said, well, my electric bills actually went down, Tom. And were they telling the truth? Were they not? I don't know. I have no way of knowing. But I'm going to tell you that on balance, people are not happy with these things. They're not happy with them for a reason. The reason is, let's see, are you going to eat today or are you going to turn on a light to read? You'll have to make the choice. And it ain't going to get easier when electrification hits New York State, because I don't have much faith in the court systems. I don't have much faith in the judicial system in the United States, and especially, at least not now, because I think it's under the control of the left, and it's a judicial insurrection against anything that makes any sense. But as far as New York State is concerned, do you really believe the left in New York State is going to say, yeah, you know that whole electrification thing? Sorry, let me put my left-wing voice on.
You know that whole electrification thing that we put forward all those years ago? Yeah, we're going to walk away from that. We think that people should be using coal and natural gas, and we think people should have a choice to have natural gas generators in Buffalo in January because power goes out, and when it does, people freeze to death. They're not going to change their tune, okay, any more than they're going to change their tune about wind turbines in Lake Erie. Okay, it's a dead issue. It's not actually a dead issue now. It's comatose, all right? It's moribund. It's going to be back, okay? When I die or retire, hopefully not for at least 4 years, and other people who are involved with the Catwile organization when they go on to their great reward in the sky, do you really think that the agenda is going to die? It's not going to die because it never dies. It's always waiting to pounce like a mountain lion in a tree. 803-0930 is the phone number. *930 on the cell phone. 1-800-616-WBEN. So what are you going to do about the smart meter situation, I ask you? 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Here is Rich on a cell phone. Rich, you are on WBEN. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine and dandy, sir. Mostly dandy, but a little fine as well.
Great, great. Yeah, smart meters aren't very too smart to embrace at this point in time. The big thing for me, I mean, we can go through the costs. Yes, I've heard everybody's bill is like at least gone up 40%, if not a lot higher than the year prior to before they had the smart meter and had the same demand. There's a lot of other factors, but from my perspective, how does this thing communicate all that data back? Okay, and how do they keep the firmware, because it's software and such, long and the short, this thing's communicating up somehow to the internet to get to them and then get to me.
It's wireless.
It's behind my firewall.
It communicates wirelessly.
Yeah.
I don't know as far as the routing is concerned. That I can't help you with, but it is a wireless communication.
Well, I'm asking you, I know how it communicates. I'm just putting it out there for the sake of it. It's not behind my firewall. I don't have control of what it's doing, but it's going to be permanently installed on my property? No, I don't think so. If you want to bring something smart that communicates and you want to run through my firewall to get there and not have your own independent service, that's different. I have more control of the digital age and what's going on back and forth. But without that control, I don't know who is getting into it. Wireless mm-hmm. is not secure. Right. That opens up it opens up a can of worms that I just rather avoid.
I don't think that your concern, sir, for what it's worth, is unreasonable whatsoever. That's one of the concerns I enumerated in the letter I sent to National Grid in November of 2024, which I will reread at some point soon. Because not only on an individual basis is it problematical, but in terms of national security, I also think it is problematical because the new warfare paradigm is very heavily invested in cyber attacks. Please continue.
Yes, it is. That's one of the reasons why I don't want to have my, essential utilities, exposed to the World Wide Web directly. I want to control that. I think that's pretty reasonable. But, the goal of this is to have more flexible control to integrate that green technology. And the best bonus about having more vulnerability and less control and more ambiguity is we get to pay a bill for it that's twice to three times higher than what we're paying now for less ambiguity. It's mind-boggling to me. So my policy is simple. If you're communicating out to the World Wide Web wirelessly or some other way, you're going to run it through my firewall where I can control what you're communicating with. I'm going to know what it is because it's permanently on my property, and I don't want to take a chance of something cross-pollinating into the rest of my technology in my home.
I'm not an IT guy, But I don't think what you're saying is, it certainly isn't ridiculous. It's not absurd. It's not out of the question. And as you said, from the accounts that we've heard on my show, previous programs, and what I've heard off the air from people who have worked for the utilities for many years and who are mostly retired, is that you are going to be paying more. For the reasons that I mentioned before, it's going to be more expensive. And, you know, the surefire test of that, Rich, I mean, you sound like a guy who's been around the block once or twice. Do you really think the utilities are going to put something on your house that is going to bring in less revenue for them? Come on.
Right. it's worth the extra monthly fee to have the person come out and read the meter than to pay an exponential amount of that 17 or 13 or whatever dollars it is. Not have them come out. It's ludicrous.
So are you, sir, a national grid customer?
Yes, I am. I've already rejected them.
Did you receive your letter?
Yes. I also received a visit at the door when they were doing a sweep on that through where I live.
They also try to sell you brushes and cosmetics. I mean, they're very persistent, aren't they? They stick their foot in the door
and everything else. You know, you'd be surprised at who knocks. But,
wow.
Yeah.
Well, look at the good news is it wasn't a Jehovah's Witness, so that's good.
I've had them too. Yeah, I'll tell you sometime off air, in person, in private, what you do to get rid of them.
It's not violent at all. I think I've already done that. And let's just say this. We typically don't discuss sword fighting on the program.
Yeah, right? There you go. Attaboy.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the call, you sick bastard. I love you.
Have a good one. All right, talk to you later,
Rich.
Buddy.
All right, it is 4:49. See, notice how I took my dysfunction and I applied it to him, and I called him sick, thus exculpating myself. Aha! Little wordplay there. Little sword fight. Well, wait a minute. Okay, it is 4:49 at News Radio 930 WBEN. You know, if nothing else, I amuse myself, and hopefully occasionally I amuse you. That would be nice. Let's get back to the calls. If you're just joining us, guess what? It's happening. National Grid will begin installing smart meters, festooning homes throughout Western New York with smart meters very soon, and they're going to wrap this up, allegedly, in 2027. I would never allow a smart meter to be put on my home. No, thank you. And I told National Grid that back in November of 2024, and I'll read that letter after the 5 o'clock news, fair enough. You don't have to do it word for word, but you might want to make some mental notes, if that's okay. Let's go to Luda in Western New York. Luda, you are on WBEN. Go right ahead.
Greetings, Tom. I'm a caller about the smart meters because I have information that everybody's aware of, but I want to reinforce it. And it's a very huge crisis problem throughout the United States, and I'm in contact with many people throughout the United States. So, consequently, nobody should have a smart meter on their home for so many health reasons. And if you are EMF sensitive, you have to be allowed to have an analog meter. Even if they say we can't do this, you're one of the few. No, we're not going to do this for you. You can demand that.
But how does one determine if one is EMF sensitive?
Well, I'll tell you. When people have smart meters on their homes, so many of them suffer symptoms and maybe never know why. They might get headaches. The children are affected. Concentration. There's a lot of problems going on, and I'm sure you've read a lot of articles on the internet about these problems.
Well, I'm aware of what EMF can do to people, but proving it, documenting it, that is sometimes it seems to be a different kettle of fish.
Well, that's what these people are going by, because in one area they were told, absolutely, we are not doing this. And they said, well, I'm EMF sensitive, and there's no way I can have that excessive radiation coming into my house.
And how about people with ICDs or pacemakers, de facto, aren't they EMF sensitive?
Sure. Everybody, you are EMF sensitive. I am EMF sensitive. We're all sensitive to these extraordinary problems that are our society is creating. And if you look to what's going to happen in the future, they may come down to all you people that are going to be able to get an analog meter temporarily for the time being and say, absolutely not, we're taking them all off. There's no reason why you have to have these because they really want to control, as you know.
Oh, come on. That's like New York State saying you have to get a vaccine and that religious exemptions don't matter. That would never...
Not in New York State, right?
Never mind.
Never.
Hold on, Luda, because this is good information, and I would like to run a little bit with it, and I also want to read the letter when I have a chance that I wrote to National Grid saying, no smart meter for me. Thank you very much. And I'd also put a sign up on your existing meter, put it in plastic, get it laminated at one of the packaging stores, just saying, do not install a smart meter at my home. Put it right on the bloody meter. Fasten it. Make sure it's secure. Okay. Of course, some neighborhoods it'll get ripped off. Look, a free fastener. It's 4:56 at News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Bowerly. News is coming up next at 5 o'clock. Nope, the United States has not attacked Iran yet, but you didn't hear today. President Trump basically has said, yeah, you know those talks I was going to have with Iran? Forget those talks because they have killed a lot of people in the streets, and he's told Iran that help is on the way. What that means, I don't know, but no attack as of yet. It is coming up on 4:57 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Great to have you with us. Another hour to come. Smart meters. National Grid is going to be slapping one on your house, if you allow them, on News Radio 930 WBEN. Well, hello there. Welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. And I know you guys have forced me to become more conversant with electricity stuff. And believe me, I'm a long way from being a master electrician or being able to change a light bulb. However, this electric grid stuff I find very interesting. But how does this affect you? National Grid is going to be embarking upon this big plan. And we told you it was coming. They want to put smart meters on your homes. And I'm going to tell you, we've done a lot of shows on smart meters, and all but one caller who has contacted me on the air has not been happy with smart meters, okay? I'm just telling you, we've gone over some of the reasons why, and the people with whom I've spoken off air and even on air who've had careers in the electric utility industry with both NYSEG and National Grid, I've had conversations off the air, as I mentioned, and not one of those people who knows of what they speak has said, well, Tom, tell your listeners that a smart meter is a great thing. What they basically have told me is tell your listeners to run from them like the plague. It's worth whatever they charge you to not have a smart meter. I'm trying to help you here. I'm just trying to do the right thing. Now, you can make your own decision. You get your own information. I can only tell you what my own individual experience has been talking with people about smart meters, okay? And you use your own good judgment and sound judgment, but... Well, for some of you, the judgment may be questionable. I'm not going to lie, but I can't be your father. It is 11. You wouldn't want that, would you? It's 11 minutes after 5 at News Radio 930 WBEN. So what are you going to do? Are you going to take the smart meter or not? Are you going to contact National Grid and say, no, thank you, please? And I'm going to read a letter that I wrote to National Grid on November 19th, 2024, to make it very clear to them that I don't want no stinking smart meter at this property. Let's go to Luda again, Western New York. And Luda says that people can actually be excused from needing a smart meter or having one jammed down their throats if they have some medical condition of super sensitivity to electromagnetic frequency. And Luda, you were saying, continue, please.
Yes, and I would like to say that everybody needs to take this very seriously. Do your own research, go to the internet and do a search, bad health effects caused by smart meters. And there's plenty of documented research done there that you can learn all about this for yourself. And neither Tom nor I can prove all of these things that the research does. The one point that I want to make is I once lived not long ago in a building of 50 apartments. And I always wondered where our meters were. We each had electric, you know, our own electric meter. So I learned they were all in one room. And I found out that the maintenance tech was eating his lunch in that room every day. So there's 50 smart meters, and the maintenance tech's eating his lunch every day. He's in there for at least 45 minutes a day. Okay, what happens is that fellow came down with leukemia, CLL, and he has this for the rest of his life. The minute I told him about the bad effects from smart meters, and this is exactly what caused it, because he was an outdoorsman, absolutely healthy in absolutely every way, he immediately never went into that room again, and he left his job pretty quickly. So what I'm trying to tell...
It's impossible to assign causality. Like, you and I can think we know what caused the leukemia. Just like, I know what caused my legs to get swollen up with the COVID jab. I know it did it because it happened twice right afterward. But I can't prove it. So assigning causality to something, I have a hard time doing that just as a layman. But what you're saying, I will say this, it sounds very plausible, but I can't say, yep, that definitely caused it, if you understand where I am.
But when people find the research on the internet, they'll learn for themselves as much as they want to make their own decision. And whatever it costs, just do it, because it's going to be a lot cheaper. And even if you have to be forced into a smart meter, even if you put a shield, let's say you put a stainless steel piece of metal on the inside of your house where that smart meter is on the outside, that isn't going to help all that much. So it's an impossible type thing to shield, because if you shield it properly and totally cover it with some kind of stainless steel shield, then it won't have the effects that it's supposed to have. So anyway, I spoke my piece, and everybody has to do their own homework, but this is a very serious matter and detriment to your future grandchildren and the health of you and everything else. And sometimes you might not feel good, and you know it's not
warm. I understand. I think we understand from where you're coming, Luda, and thank you very much for speaking your piece. And again, people just have to take your information and do their own research. I can neither endorse it or bash it, because I don't know. And frankly, even if I had MD after my name, I would still say, I don't know. There aren't enough data to reach a conclusion. But I think a lot of people have had the experience when they've been in a highly energized area with electricity that you kind of feel a little bit squirrely. I think different people have different sensitivities to different things. So what she's saying sounds very plausible to me. Can I absolutely endorse it 100%? No, I can't do that. I don't think anybody can do that. But, you know, there are a lot of things out there that you know, but you can't prove, right? 803-0930, let's go to, I'm not going to sing it, Roxanne in Cheektowaga. Roxanne, you're on WBEN. Smart meters, yes or no?
No. And I'll tell you why. It's hard to follow a health risk call, but in the mid-90s, I was getting my bill every month. I was paying my bill to National Grid. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, I got a bill that was like $900. So I call them and I say, what's the deal? Why am I, if I've been paying my bill every month, where does this come from? They said a wire came out at the pole outside my house. So my argument was, am I supposed to climb that pole and make sure everything's hooked up? Because no. I'm not an expert. I wouldn't know what I was looking at.
No.
I contacted the Public Service Commission to dispute it, and they told me that they basically told me they were being more than fair to me and that I needed to pay that bill. So my point in all of that is, if the smart meter is malfunctioning and you get a bill that's triple your normal bill or whatever, are you going to be able to dispute it? Probably not.
I don't really have the time to get into a lot of details and exactly what happened with the poll, but I guess in a situation like that, I would be inclined to bring in a master electrician who probably knows more about the mechanics of what is going on, as well as the responsibility or liability of the homeowner. Before you paid that bill, did you bring somebody in to maybe consult?
I did not, no.
Yeah, because you don't know what was going on, I'm sure. I don't know what was going on, and it would be nice. Additional information about this would be nice, but I don't feel like getting into it right now, because it would take away from the smart meter stuff. But I'm sorry that you went through. I'm sorry you went through that, and I wish I knew more about the mechanics of it. And an electrician might have saved you some money. Maybe not, but might have.
Well, that was just my concern, that if their basically, meters aren't if, working properly.
If it malfunctions, based on your past experience, you're concerned that if the smart meter malfunctions, people are going to be SOL.
Yes.
Exactly. Roger that. Well, Roxanne, thank you so much, my dear. I appreciate that. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Yeah, that sucks. I don't. You see, whenever a situation happens in your life where you don't really have a background to be able to assess what's going on and who might be responsible, it sometimes, in fact, I would say it's always worth it to call in an expert. Seriously. I mean, if it's something with plumbing or electric, I'm always going to bring in somebody who knows of what they're speaking because I don't. I mean, you've got to know your limitations in life. And basically, anything that involves being a man is my limitation. Well, almost everything. I want to share with you quickly the letter that I wrote to National Grid. 10% of this is me, 90%. I think I stole it from Frank Panasuk in the 1791 Society page, but I just want to make sure I have properly credited without trying to say, hey, I wrote this. Look at how smart I am, because I don't swim in that stuff. So, because I'm pretty stupid, basically. So this is what I sent to National Grid. Registered letter to National Grid, 300 Erie Boulevard West, Syracuse, New York. Dear National Grid, big print, notice of non-consent to installation of any electronic or wireless metering device. I, Thomas Allen Bowerly, hereby prohibit any electronic or wireless metering device, hereafter referred to as a smart meter, from being installed in or around my property at such and such Columbia Drive, Williamsville, New York, 14221. This letter acts as a formal notice, and any liability for damage or harm resulting from these conditions being violated rests with the recipient of this letter, the meter manufacturers, and any subcontractors involved in meter production, installation, or operation. Homeowners have the ultimate authority to decide what technology is installed in their homes, not utilities whose government-protected monopoly prevents residents from choosing a competing utility provider. And I delineated some specifics, concerns that I had regarding smart meters. I'll get into that coming up. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to send a copy of this letter to Lisa Polizzi, who is my boss at WBEN, and see if they think it's appropriate. They can put it up at WBEN.com. As a template, if you will, for those interested in sending a letter to the utilities about not getting a smart meter, you may find it helpful. And I would also definitely put a sign up. Get it laminated at one of the packing stores. A sign up, very, very clear letters. Do not install a smart meter. Do not change my existing meter. Do not put a smart meter here with your name and phone number and make sure it's properly secured to your outside meter. And take a picture of it, and that way nobody can say they weren't told. Does that make sense? I'm not a lawyer, just so you know, but I'm just using a little bit of common sense here. Now, getting back to the letter I had written to National Grid, November 19th, 2024, my reasons for not wanting a smart meter. Smart meters are surveillance devices and violate our Fourth Amendment right to privacy in our home, guaranteed under the United States Constitution. All portions of the political spectrum agree it's about individual freedom of choice and residents' basic property rights. I'd probably rewrite that now in 2026, but it is what I wrote. Smart meters are a fire hazard, and such devices have been responsible for thousands of fires, explosions, and other serious safety problems. Smart meters have caused documented health problems. The bursts of RF radiation emitted by their antennas is considered by the World Health Organization to be a class 2B carcinogen. That means causes cancer. Smart meters typically overcharge and inaccurately represent usage when compared with reliable, accurate analog meters. Smart meters and the smart grid risk national security and reliability of the electricity supply by opening a new portal to hackers and others who wish to disrupt these services. This is a major cybersecurity problem created by smart meters. For these reasons, but not necessarily limited to these reasons, I require using only analog electromechanical meters without electronic components in connection with this account. I will happily self-read the analog meter and accurately track the usage billing for the property, for the account. I will happily
self-read the analog meter. I already read that. Energy consumption on our property, making available the meters for reading confirmation with reasonable notice. So that's what I sent to National Grid, and I'll send a copy of that to my boss, and if she can stick it up at WBEN.com, you know, that's fine if she feels it's appropriate to do that, and if she doesn't, please understand she's a smart lady and she knows a lot more than I do. So let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Al of North Boston, you are on. Hello. Al is no longer with us, and that's unfortunate. So let's go to Elizabeth in Boston, New York, on WBEN. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi. Yeah. You know what? I found the person that you spoke to previously, you know, trying to tell you about, you know, the health issues and everything else. It's Luda, like, yes. You know what? They've been out there for years. Mm-hmm. Same with 5G. You know, with
same thing with all cell phones. All cell phones have come under scrutiny at one point or another. Now, supposedly cell phones don't cause brain cancer, but I'm not going to sleep with one under my pillow.
Right. You know, but you know, I'll tell you what. I have New York State Electric and Gas. I just moved here from Florida. I haven't gotten a bill since November. I'm afraid of what my bill's going to be because I live in a new build. Oh, and I think it's probably a smart meter. But I don't know because I don't have, you know, I don't know. I'd like to know what my rights are. I mean, can I even deny it? Can I even say, look, get rid of it? Or am I
yes.
stuck with it?
Well, that's, yes, I believe, last I checked, you are able to contact the utility and say, I do not wish to have a smart meter. They may charge you to install a non-smart meter, and you may be hit with a monthly fee. I've heard it's somewhere around $15 a month, but the people with whom I've spoken who had careers in the utilities have said, whatever they're charging, within reason, take it. It's a better alternative. So you could contact NYSEG and say, I don't want the smart meter, put something else on my house. They're probably going to charge you, and they're certainly going to charge you a monthly fee. And I don't know if they're allowed to charge a monthly fee if you have a valid documented medical reason why you can't have a smart meter. For example, if you have an ICD or a pacemaker, you might be able to make the argument that they need to accommodate that.
Yeah, well, I don't have any of that. And meanwhile, I've shut off the breakers of my apartment.
My dear.
But, you know, I was just concerned. I don't even know what my bill is going to be in. And I've been like, I need to call. I've been just calling and paying, and I'm not getting it, but that's another issue. Mm. But, yeah, I wondered what my rights were as a renter, and I just wanted to say put some credence and some credibility to the woman that talked about, you know, like health issues, because
My dear, I didn't diss her at all.
No, you were very but I cannot,
because I don't have MD after my name, I can't endorse something, even if I'm inclined to believe something, especially when it deals with people's health, because there's, you know, then I get into a liability issue that I got to look out
for. He's absolutely correct. I read about this for years, and it wasn't even, you know, like an increase in bills. It was like, no, this is not something you want to do. Because of health. So, well, that's all I had to say.
All right, thank you. Now, here's the thing. As a renter, the key word in everything that you talked about was renter, and have you talked about it with your landlord or the property manager? I mean, because that is something I cannot answer. Oh, she's no longer with us. In your situation as a renter, I would talk to the landlord or the property manager to see if they will intercede for you. And as far as, whose account is it? Is it your account? Is it their account? I don't know what your particular arrangements are in terms of your lease. You might want to review the lease, but in order to make sure that you do have standing to make this request, definitely talk with the property owner. And if the property owner says, I'm not going to back you up on this, then you got to explore, okay, what are my rights as a tenant? Do I have any rights with respect to the metering of the electricity? So that's kind of a nuanced question. And I think the first thing I would do before you start getting lawyers involved or making the call yourself is talk with the person who owns the property and see if you can get them on board with you. That to me would be the logical thing to do. But I hope that's helpful. But again, I'm not an attorney, and you'd have to have somebody who deals a lot with real estate and landlord tenant stuff. The law is so huge that nobody knows everything about everything. All right. I mean, if I were a lawyer, I would specialize in the practice of child custody for three-legged lesbian nuns, and I'd be Phil. It's 28 minutes after 5 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Oh, Tanner, always spying on me, listening to the tunes I'm singing when I'm not on the air. You devil, you. Hey, at some point, though, it's going to be a John Velby song, and he's got a decision to make. It's 538 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Bowerly with you. And smart meters are coming to Western New York, and National Grid is announcing that they're going to start real, real soon. You can see the whole article at WBEN.com. And I don't claim to be an expert on electricity. I don't claim to be an expert on anything, quite frankly. But what I do is I synthesize information, and I try to share the stuff that I've synthesized with you. And I will tell you that I've talked to a number of people, more than half a dozen, who have had careers with the utilities, both NYSEG and National Grid. And every one of those people has told me, Tom, tell your listeners to not get the smart meter. Now, look, you do your own research. You do your own due diligence. It's your choice. You do what you want to do. I'm just telling you what people have told me you should not do. Now, before we get back any further into this, there is something else about which I would like to speak, and it does have to do with money. And it's something to which I had alluded at the beginning of the show, and that is the world of precious metals. And you're saying, huh? Now, he's not trying to sell you anything, but he's here to give us some information. If you've been paying attention to the silver price per ounce and the silver futures, they're through the bloody roof. And gold ain't doing too bad either. And many of you have questions about silver and gold. And I just want to get some basic information here on what's going on with precious metals from John Thurr, CFA, with the Financial Guys. John, thanks a lot for joining us. Appreciate your time.
Hi.
Hello.
Good to be here.
So what in the world is going on with silver? Silver is skyrocketing.
Yes.
Why?
It's not so simple, and it's obviously off of gold, okay? And then other precious metals started taking off. So when gold gets to this level, or any, even if it was a stock, let's say it's a semiconductor stock, and it's NVIDIA, and NVIDIA goes through the roof, and you think you missed it. And all of a sudden, you're looking around, and you say, well, why don't I buy Broadcom? And then Broadcom goes up. And then you say, well, geez, I missed Broadcom. Well, why don't I buy the next one? So it's the same thing in the precious metals. Gold is taken off. And then all of a sudden, what's next? And then you start seeing a lot of the materials go. The other part of that is a lot of these things are traded by sector, and they're traded by category. So all of a sudden, they start to see inflation be a problem because of what gold is doing. That would indicate that inflation is going to be a bigger problem for a longer period of time. So then they say, okay, well, then why don't we buy more metals? And because of the construction that might go on, because of the, what is it, $20 trillion committed to developing manufacturing in the United States, could take a lot of metal, right? Steel, and you got to get rebar, which is more reconstituted steel. So then you start thinking about that. So they create these funds or the sector ETFs, and that money just pours into them because they're diversified and they're buying all kinds of metals.
Right. Now, an ETF is an exchange-traded fund, for those who don't know.
Correct. Correct.
Now, the
you've got a lot of infrastructure things going on here that will promote a lot of the material stocks.
You know, the president should have invaded Peru as well, because they've got a huge supply of silver in Peru. I'm just saying. But anyway, getting back to it, last year, 2025 calendar year, the price of an ounce of gold went up by something like 65%. Silver per ounce went up by roughly 145%. And you've talked about some of the reasons why. You've established the fact that typically silver and gold operate almost like a tag team duo. At this point, for people who are watching the markets, which offers the best chance of ROI, return on investment, gold or silver?
Well, I would say from a pure marketplace standpoint and the factors that involve, because if you look historically, it's always been gold. Silver's kind of been a laggard. For a short period, it'll follow gold and then trail off. So if you're looking at it from a historical perspective, I would say gold. But what I'm also going to tell you is what's going on around the world with all these political problems and wars and skirmishes and everything else, that's going to create some issues. And you're probably going to keep gold and silver moving because they are hedges against mm-hmm. your everyday assets, your stocks, your bonds, your real estate. So what you have to consider as well is over the last especially 5 years, you've seen a lot of money come to the U.S. because the U.S. market has been the strongest and the best place to be. So you look at around the world who's investing, a lot of the foreign money has come in here, okay, and into our markets. So when you buy a U.S.-based asset, whether it's real estate, stock, whatever, bonds, you have to first buy the currency. So what you're doing now is hedging yourself against our currency. Mm-hmm. When you buy gold or silver or metals, you're hedging yourself against something going wrong with our currency and therefore your assets in the United States. So it's become a hedge. So the more assets held internationally, the more they want to hedge those assets. So a lot of it could be China buying gold. And it's a lot of them, it is China, and it is some of these major countries trying to hedge themselves against the huge investments they have in the U.S.
So for the people listening to this show who presumably are not in China, but I don't know what those communists are doing any 1 minute to another. I don't trust them as far as I can throw. People listening, do you believe if they've got the ability to move money around in their 401k, like what percentage of their overall portfolio would you feel comfortable with saying, hey, maybe you should have some in precious metals such as silver and gold? Because you look at the 2025 ROI, 65% for gold, 145% for silver. Man, if you'd had your entire 401k in silver, you'd have more than doubled your money.
Okay. To answer that question, I would say a couple of years ago when I started buying gold, I was allocating maybe 5% of a client's portfolio or if they had other assets elsewhere, their net worth, okay, as a hedge, all right? What you have to understand about gold and any other metal, it's only worth what somebody's willing to pay you right now. So there is no income. There is no balance sheet, income statement, cash flows. It's a commodity. So you have no idea where it's going, and you can't have a fundamental underpinning or backdrop on it. It's not like, so what I do a lot of times, I'll buy a mining company, and that way I'm at least getting a dividend. So if gold goes up 20%, my mining company might not go up 20%, it may go up 12 to 15. But in the meantime, if I'm wrong or it doesn't move for a while, I'm getting a cash flow from the dividend, and I've got assets, and I've got a balance sheet, and I've got some type of a base that even if gold were to fall off 20%, my stock's not going to fall 20%.
Sure. So, well, I mean, obviously, it also depends on the time horizon at which you're looking for some appreciation. If you're relying on income, it's different than if you're trying to build for the future, and gold and silver are stores of value.
Exactly. And it's also tied to what you own in your portfolio. Okay, so some portfolios are designed differently than others. But I say on average, if you've got about 5% in gold or silver or some combination thereof, I think that's not a bad thing. Whether I'd buy it right now, I'm not so sure. I probably wouldn't be adding to my positions or taking on a new one right now, unless it were to, like it pulled back a little back ago to 4,000 in gold. Maybe right. Not a bad time to add to it or buy it. Just don't chase things because, again, they've had a great run. And like anything else, it could have a pullback or it may be hitting its peak.
We saw a couple of weeks ago, we saw a profit-taking pullback in silver. It had gone up significantly, but then it had gone down significantly as people took their profits. I've seen a lot of analyses that suggest that in 2026, it is not unreasonable to think that silver may actually well exceed $100 per ounce. And there might be some people with FOMO, fear of missing out. Do you believe that's a fair assessment of where silver may be this year?
I cannot say that. Nobody can. Because, like I said, I cannot analyze a balance sheet, an income statement. That would be more based on a technical outlook like looking at the charts, looking where it's been, looking at the movements made, looking at the trajectory, looking at the 50-day, 200-day moving averages, that kind of thing. But you cannot say you can actually assign a value or predict where it's going. I can't. So
yeah, if we could, do you think I would have sold? If we could, do you think I would have sold a lot of silver at $24 an ounce? The answer would be no. I'll take no for $500, Alex. So I want to do a show with you and the boys from the financial guys at some point, just talking about the outlook for 2026. I mean, we didn't even have a chance to get into crypto, which is a very interesting area to me. Crypto, highly volatile, highly speculative. I call that casino investment money. That's like the roulette wheel of the investment world, as opposed to something that's more stable, you know, a diversified mutual fund, something like that. Yep. But with the Clarity Act is worth keeping eyes on. Because the Clarity Act passes and is signed into law, that is going to remove some uncertainty from the crypto world, which may very well benefit assets such as Bitcoin, Ethereum, XRP, and others.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, you're looking at, again, another area that's speculative, and it's commodity type right now, and it's only worth what somebody's willing to pay for it. But I think it's proven itself that every time it drops, and it sometimes drops significantly, buyers come in, and there has become more stability to wanting to own it and why you should own it. And again, as a small piece of your portfolio, and to participate in it in the future. Again, if any currency were to devalue, because there's so much debt in the world, the currencies are subject to really depreciating, and they should have depreciated a lot more. The only reason why it hasn't is because every country has piled on sovereign debt. Now, if the U.S. was the only one that piled on sovereign debt, the dollar would have been crushed. But it's every country. And relative to the GDP, I believe ours is probably not as bad as China's or a lot of other countries.
Well, hopefully the Supreme Court is going to make the right ruling on tariffs and we don't have some calamitous financial event in the United States. The Supreme Court could sink our economy with one decision.
But I'm not so worried about that, because I'm sure they already have a plan B. And some of it is to not call it a tariff. They'll call it a... I don't want to call it a fine, but call it a price to do business. Not call it tariff, okay? They've got ideas, and they're going to get around this. I'm not so concerned.
We'll see.
If it gets shot down, it would be foolish. I think it would stir political wrangling, but I think because I think he has the right to do this, but I'm not worried about it, because he'll come up with some other label for it.
Yeah, I understand, and I hope that we're right with our optimism on that and on Trump's mastery of the financial world. Hey, John, thanks a lot for joining us, man. I appreciate you jumping in on this, and at some point, we got to get Mike and Glenn together, and I can be the idiot in the middle listening to the brilliant minds. And by the way, the one biggest investment advice I think anybody should hear is two words, very lucky, very, very important, be lucky. Be lucky. People like to think it's skill. Be lucky.
It doesn't hurt.
Not at all. Thanks very much, John Thur with the Financial Guys, CFA, on News Radio 930 WBEN. I've had a lot of people asking about, hey, when are you going to talk about silver? When are you going to talk about? Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about it, I think, in times to come. And it's not like you have to have $4,600 to buy an ounce of gold. You can buy fractional shares, just like you can buy fractional shares of Bitcoin or some of the crypto currencies if you're so inclined. Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. And, of course, a single guys, I'm living proof that if you do wait long enough, a gorgeous woman will settle for you. Okay, she settled for me. I mean, I'm just saying, she's way out of my league, but you wait long enough, they'll eventually settle. Let's go to David in Collins Center on WBEN. Hello, David. Let's get Tanner to get you up there. David, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Yeah, I'm here, Tom.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead. Talking about smart meters right now.
Yes, I was wondering if anybody experienced this when we opted out of the smart meter. To go with the traditional analog meter, and they're going to charge us $72 and some change for a one-time fee to change it out to another traditional analog, and charge you $15 some dollars a month to read it.
neither of those fees surprises me. We've talked about that today, that there is about $12, $15 a month fee every month if you don't have the smart meter. If it makes you feel any better, the money you put in to have your meter swapped out, that $70-odd dollars, and then your monthly fee, the people with whom I've spoken who've worked for these utilities say it's more than worth it. You'll get very good payback very, very soon.
Well, my question is, do I have to change all my analog I have now to a traditional analog?
Do you need to change out what you have now for a smart meter?
No, for another analog meter. They want to change what I have now. I have an analog meter now, and they want us to have another new analog meter put in.
And it would be, you'd be bearing the cost of that?
Yep.
What rationale are they using?
They said it's because it's end of life.
I suppose you might try telling him, okay, and when it dies, we'll change it then.
That's what I say. Yeah, okay. So I just wonder if anybody else has heard this or not.
It's like when you go to a dentist, not the Buffalo Dental Group, by the way. They don't operate this way. And the dentist says, wow, this filling is very big. We better put a crown there because your tooth might break at any moment. You look at him and you say, yeah, and when the tooth breaks, we'll deal with it. But why would you want to create a problem where there isn't one right now?
Yeah, they sound like they almost making me do it.
Well, look, you're a smart guy. You are a skeptical guy. I can tell that. And I think we are cut from the same cloth that, okay, you know what? If it's at the end of life, when it dies, we'll bury it. But before then, let it live. Let it live.
Okay.
You also sound like the kind of guy, especially in Collins Center, where you guys are all manly. You probably know an electrician or a master electrician. Why don't you talk to that person about what's going on here and get some advice from someone you trust who actually knows this stuff?
Okay. I was wondering if anybody else had the same problem when they opted out, that they want to change their analog to analog.
I think we've had one call on that during the smart meter shows. But, just sometimes just trying to communicate to people about the smart meter and what's going on here, that's a challenge. And then you start getting more nuanced and specific and all these variations, and it becomes a permutation of confusion. I think you've got this, David. I think you've got it, bro.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, man. Yeah, I mean, I'll do more shows on this, and I'll try to get myself a master electrician. I put my father-in-law on, but he's dead, so he probably wouldn't be a real good show. But then again, probably more interesting than I am, so there. Anyway, I'm sure he would have liked that. He loved this program. Great sense of humor. Dick Dara. Everybody knew Dick Dara. Great guy.